ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 25th, The Glories of Lord Ananta. Sukadev Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. The verse today is 11th. Yat Naam Yannama Shruttam Anuketa Yeda Kasmad Arto Vayadipatita Pralambhanadva Hantya Ungaha Sapadinirna Masesha Manyam Kamsheshada Bhagavat Ashare Namumokshu. Yan translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even if he be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly or by chance, he and anyone who hears him are freed from all sins. Therefore, how can anyone seeking disentanglement from material cultures avoid chanting the name of Lord Asesha, of whom else should one take shelter? There's no purpose for this verse, so we are going further. Murdhanya arpitam anuvat sahasra murdhano bhugolamangrihi varit anudrasatvam anantayad animitta vikramasya bhumanaha koviriyani adi ganyet sahasra jivaha. Because Lord is unlimited, no one can estimate his power. This entire universe, filled with its many great mountains, rivers, oceans, trees, and living entities, is resting just like an atom on one of his many thousands of hoods. Is there anyone even with thousands of tongues who can describe his glories?
Evam prabhavo bhagavan ananto duranta virayoro gunanubhavaha mule rasyaha istitatma tantro yo lila yakshamam istitaya vibhrati.
There is no end to the great and glorious qualities of that powerful Lord Anantadev. Indeed, his prowess is unlimited. Though self-sufficient, he himself is the support of everything. He resides beneath the lower planetary system and easily sustain the entire universe.
Etahe eveha nirabhir upagantavya gatayo yatha karma vinirmita yatho upadesham anuvaranitaha kamana kama yamanaihi.
My dear king, as I heard of it from my spiritual master, I have fully described to you the creation of this material world according to fruitive activities and desires of conditioned souls. Those conditioned souls who are full of material desires achieve various situations in different planetary systems, and in this way they live within this material creation. Purport. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Anadi karma phale pari bhavanarnava jale tribhare na dekhi upaya taribare na dekhi upaya. My dear Lord, I do not know when I commence my material life, but I can certainly experience that I have fallen in the deep ocean of nuisance. Now I can also see that there's no other way to get out of it than to take shelter of your lotus feet. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offers the following prayer. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budaho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadarsham vichintaya. My dear Lord, son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I have fallen into this ocean of material nuisance. Kindly, therefore, save me from this horrible condition of materialistic life. And then the last verse of this chapter.
Etavati hi rajan punshaha pravartihi lakshanayasya dharmasya vipaka gataya. Uchhavacha visadirsha yatha parashanam ya vyachakahi kim anyatta kathayam iti.
My dear King, I have thus described how people generally act according to their different desires and as a result get different types of bodies in higher or lower planets. You inquired of these things from me and I have explained to you whatever I have heard from authorities. What shall I ill speak of now? Thus the end Bhaktivedanta Purport of 5th Canto, 25th Chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Glories of Lord Ananta.
Om Agyan Simarandhasa Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshoran Mritanjana Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha.
So, glories of Lord Ananta Dev. When in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the glories of Nityananda are described, where one verse says, in five forms, first expansion of Lord Krishna, which is Sankarsana or Baladeva or Nityananda, manifest in five different forms. And the fifth one is Shesha. So this verse goes like this. It says,
Srishtya Adika Seva Tara Agyara Palana Sesha Rupakare Krishnera Vividhasa Sevana.
He executed the order of Lord Krishna in the work of creation. And in the form of Lord Shesha, he served Krishna in various ways. In Purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, first expansion of Krishna expanded himself in five forms, Mahasankarsana, Kana of Dhakshai, Garbhodakshai, and Kirodakshai, and fifth is Shesha. These five planetary portions are responsible for both spiritual and material cosmic manifestation. Since we are discussing now particularly the material manifestation, these lower planetary system, so here Lord Anantadev on the whole material creation is resting on the hood. He said, one of the verses just we read, on the one of the hoods, just like an atom. And the rest of the hoods are simply glorifying Lord Krishna, what is said in this. So there is a glorification of Anantadeva. So this is the, for material creation, particularly how the first expansion of Lord Krishna sustain this material world, and particularly in this chapter, this Ananta Sesh is connected with Lord Shiva and how he gives instruction to Lord Shiva for destruction also. So this aspect is described in this chapter. So this is something from here. The verse which is on the board and just we read, is anybody who hears, Shrota, just to anybody who hears about the glories of the Lord. Kirtanayad, or Anukirtanayad. The word is Anukirtanayad. This word Anukirtanayad, Prabhupada is translated on instruction of a spiritual master, bona fide. Anu means following. So Kirtanayad and Anukirtanayad. Anu means following. Following the authorities. And when Sukadeva Goswami said this, and to confirm, he said, I am telling you all this, what I have heard from my spiritual master. I mean, when you give some statement, then you should abide by that also. And that's what Sukadeva Goswami is doing in last two verses particularly saying, yes, as I heard from a spiritual master, I have told you what you asked from me. So that's what Anukirtanayad means, one who is doing kirtana, or glorification of the Lord, after hearing it from bona fide spiritual master or authority, or shrutva, are he listening? He said, akasmad, accidentally, without intention, the akasmad. So similar verses, also particularly, I don't know why it is given in the same chapter, Glories of Nityananda. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, right here. In same Chaitanya Charitamrita is given in Glories of Nityananda. Kama dveshad bhayad snehad yatha bhaktyai shavare manaha. The same thing similarly. As through devotion to the Lord, one can attain his abode. Many have attained that goal by abandoning their sinful activities and absorbing their minds in the Lord through lust, envy, fear, affection. So similarly, words here are arto, the one who is in distress, or the one patita, one who is fallen. The words here are more or less same. The words here says, as we have just discussed, even he be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of Lord, having heard it from the bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Is it distressed, degraded, hearing, and then chanting after hearing from a spiritual master? Even if he chants Lord's name jokingly or by chance, they have a benefit. Arto, anybody who has chanted like Arto, the good example is, he was in distress, Ajamil was in distress, and he was chanting the holy name of, it was akasmat, he was not knowing it is name of Narayan, it's an accident, it's just accident, but he was Artho, just Arth. It came spontaneously. So this type of chanting, which is not basically like Shuddha Nam chanting, but simply chanting out of accident under some distasteful condition, and they will get the benefit. They will get the benefit. So how merciful is the Lord? So this shows the mercy of the Lord. The greatness is of the Lord, that how merciful he is. We are doing it, I mean, a patita is doing out of accident, or even jokingly. Who was doing jokingly most of the things? Mostly with envy and with joke. Sometimes people say, we know what you're thinking, speaking of Krishna, forget about it. Something like that people say, but they say Krishna. When they say something, even out of joking, Krishna don't take the rest of the joking part, he takes only, but he uttered my name from the tongue. So it means, sometimes say, we may not be perfectly Krishna conscious, but Krishna is a chanter conscious. One who chants Krishna is conscious of him. We may not be, but he is. That's what the purpose of this verse is. You know, Krishna is more conscious of the one who chants his name, then we can be Krishna. And really speaking, it's very difficult for us to be Krishna consciousness, but he is very much, you know, affectionate like a... It's in this world, the word for Lord is Sohirdya. Sohirdya Sarva Bhutanam. So he's a Sohirdya. Sohirdya, like friend, there's a one friend, you can do some favor to me, I will do some favor to you. There are relatives, you go to them, they will come to you. But Sohirdya is one, he is not expecting anything, but he wants to see you jubilant and happy and prospering. That's called Sohirdya. He's not expecting anything, but his concern is only to see how my dependent is happy. That's what his whole concern is. So, Lord as a Sohirdya, in this world you cannot give the example of Sohirdya. The Sohirdya in this world is only spiritual master. And the other example, if you give materially, the mother is a little miniature of Sohirdya when she is taking care of newly born baby. She is not expecting anything, but she is doing everything from cleansing to feeding to everything, and she gets rejoiced. She is rejoicing there. She's really, what's called, she's feeling a sort of deep feeling of word can be used is, she's getting pleasure in doing this type of service. So Lord is really very happy when he sees his dependent taken care of. So Sohirda, and he's so great Sohirda that he never leaves us alone in any species of life we may go. But he's always with us as a Paramatma. So he never leaves us behind. So that is Sohirda. That greatness of the Lord is shown in the first verse. The next verse is showing also the glories of Anandev, that so many planets are there, but they are resting as a one item on the one hood of the Anandadev. That's the glory of his power or prowess. So Srila Prabhupada did not comment on these, but when he got the opportunity to preach, he immediately started preaching. That's what the whole mood of Prabhupada is. Many things come, many comments can be given on that, but particularly his mood was preaching, and particularly preaching to get us free from this material world. This whole object of Prabhupada's preaching is how can we get out of this repeated birth and death and get a shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna as a servant. The whole purpose of preaching was this. How can living entity get re-engaged in the service of Krishna, which he has forgotten? So this was the whole mood of preaching of Srila Prabhupada. When Srila Prabhupada got this opportunity, when he sang this purport, those conditioned souls were full of material desires. Now this verse which says creation of material world, why the creation of material world is there, reason it is given here. According to the fruit of activities and desire of conditioned soul, material world is created because of fruitive activities and desires of conditioned souls. So this is also showing the greatness of the Lord, that he fulfilled the desires of innumerable living entities since time immemorial. So he's fulfilling the desires since time immemorial, and for that he has created this material world. This is an interesting thing. Why he created a material world? Because so many desires of the living entities needs to be fulfilled, and he provided them this opportunity. And it is said in one of these verses before that he created this, he gave all the facilities. Still, if the living entities are not taking serious to Krishna consciousness, then Anandev becomes a little angry. Why they are doing like this then? Out of anger, when he become angry, then Lord Shiva manifests and the destruction takes place. But again, out of mercy, he gives the another chance. When he gives another chance, which he says, those conditioned souls who are full of material desires achieve various situations in different planetary systems, and in this way they live within the material creation. So reason for living in material creation is desires. What desires? Full of material desires. So the reason that the living beings are in material world is desire. And Prabhupada took this opportunity and started preaching. And he started preaching from Sikshastakam, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. This is the fifth verse of the Sikshastakam, which is actually the request is for service. The request is for service. I can be given a place at your lotus feet, a small particle of dust, Kinkaram. So this is the, like, particularly is the mood of service. This is what we are doing every day when we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna mantra, the appeal is kindly, hey, spiritual potency of the Lord, please engage me in service of Krishna. That's what we ask, isn't it? We ask this thing when we chant Hare Krishna. We request for service. And it is a quite paradox commonly seen. Sometimes some senior devotee asks, please can you do little service like grinding this chandan or cutting vegetables? No, I'm doing my chanting. What you are doing in your chanting, what you are requesting? I'm requesting for service. Are right now there is a service, why you are not doing it? You are given an opportunity of service. So it is said, as long you may chant Hare Krishna, that's most important. But the progress of spiritual life depends when you start doing service. or when you get the opportunity to serve, then progress of a spiritual life starts really after that. Chanting will bring you to the service. So that's most important part. And Srila Prabhupada has quoted Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan on this particular verse. The one line Srila Prabhupada has given, and there are four lines of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bengali bhajan based on Ai Nantanuja King Karam. And put Anadi Karma Phale Padi Bhava Bhava or Nava Jale. So it says, as a result of my selfish activities, which are without beginning, I have fallen into the ocean of material existence, and I see no means of deliverance from this great ocean of nuisance. Day and night, my heart burns from the vicious poison of these worldly activities, and due to this, my mind never finds any real happiness. The other part says, Ashapa Shata Shata Kalesh Deya Avirata Pravarti Uramira Tahe Khela Kama Krodha Adi Choye Bhata Pade Diye Boye. He to Bengali is koi acha pad sakta hai, that is nice. Bound by hundreds and hundreds of the desires like nooses around my neck, they constantly trouble me. In this ocean of nuisance play the waves of even increasing materialistic tendencies. There are also many thieves and rogues, of whom six are prominent: lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion, and madness. They are causing me great fear, and in this way my life is coming to an end. Jnana karma thag doi. Then he says, there are two highway robbers named intellectual knowledge and fruitive activities. They have cheated and misled me. And finally, they have thrown me into the ocean of misery. At such a time as this, dear Krishna, you are my only friend. You are an ocean of mercy. Please be kind, and by your strength, uplift me from this condition of suffering. Patita kinkoro dhori, pada padam dhuli kori. This is the last verse. Grasping hold of this fallen servant and fixing him as a particle of dust on your lotus feet, kindly give shelter to Bhakti Vinod, O most merciful Lord. I am actually your servant, but having forgotten this, I have become bound up in snare of Maya. These are the four verses Sri Bhakti Vinod Thakur has composed and sung based on this Ainantanuja Kinkaram particularly. So Srila Prabhupada has this purport. In the purport, he just simply quoted these two verses. So the whole Ananta Shesh, all these words, we have read glories of Ananta Shesh in this material world, since he is the sustenance, he is sustaining this material world. And this is very, very interesting. I mean, particularly for us all, we know when Srila Prabhupada inaugurated the opening of the Krishna Balaram temple, and then he told to the disciples, now Krishna Balaram particularly said, Balaram is here. If there's any problem, go and tell, sir, I have this problem, and he will solve your problem. And in this one, in this purport particularly, this one good word is written somehow that spontaneously something comes. It says, the most feeling truly downtrodden, one identified fully as a maid servant and anxiously cries for the mercy of his Lord and Master Sri Nityananda. You know, again in this, particularly when Bhakti Vinod is singing this, for the devotee, the shelter is, if we go like this, we have to take shelter of the devotees, the Vaishnavas. That's most significant. And when you take shelter of the devotees or the Vaishnavas, and by pleasing the Vaishnavas, you please the spiritual master. The more people you bring to the Krishna consciousness, it means you are serving the people to bring to the Krishna consciousness, give them Krishna consciousness. This will please the spiritual master. When the spiritual master is pleased, then the potency, the kripa, verse kripa, or the mercy which is spiritual master showers on the disciple, is coming from the Balaram or Nityananda. So that's how this whole things is connected. And by pleasing Nityananda, we please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is very
very vivid example of Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, at Panihati festival. Nityananda Mahasaya said, "You are thief, huh? You are thief." But why am I a thief? That you are going to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without my mercy. I'm something like that. You are. This is my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is mine, and you are reaching to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without, you know, that's what, without actually getting mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And I will punish you, and there's a fine. And what is the fine of Nityananda Prabhu? Feed all the Vaishnavas. So what pleases actually Nityananda Prabhu, what pleases Ananta Dev, is doing service to the Vaishnava. Ultimately it comes down like this. What pleases the spiritual master, what pleases Nityananda Prabhu, what pleases Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is service to the Vaishnavas. This is a very exemplary thing. Nityananda Prabhu said, "I punish you." And how he punished? Feed all these Vaishnavas. What type of this punishment is? The teaching in this punishment is only by service to the Vaishnava, really. You can glorify Ananta Dev, but in association of the devotees. Of the five items which Mahaprabhu gave for getting near to the Lord Krishna's service, devotional service, chanting of the holy name, living in the Mathramas, Sharadhaya Murti or Puja with devotion and with faith serving the deity, and Bhagavata Shabda Rasa Aswadan, and listening to the Bhagavata. And the fifth is association of the devotee. Out of these five, the most important is association of the devotee. Most important is association. For devotional service to start, it depends only on the association of devotee. Association of devotee, no other way. You chant in holy name in association of devotee. You worship deity in association of devotee. You relish Bhagavatam in association of devotee. And you wander in the holy place in association of the devotee. So, like a chapter before this, it says, Dhurva Lok is the pivot and all other planets moving around that. So actually association of the devotee and service to the Vaishnava is really the pivot, and all other activities of devotional service, they are around that. So this is the most important. Until unless we cultivate this simple thing, you know, this is very simple, because it's very difficult to really say Ananta Dev. We can pray with the verse, but it's very difficult to see him and touch his lotus feet. But devotees, you can grab right their lotus feet right now. Is it difficult to do that? So the thing which is very near to you, you should start from there. Now this is a good, I mean, Srila Prabhupada's mood is like, you know, he want to preach, like, so many things are there. He could have talked on this shloka, but he did not. Sometimes, once, you know, why we are in this material world? People used to ask this question of Prabhupada. And his answer was, how you get out from this, think of that. If somebody is sitting under a tree, taking rest, somehow, snake falls from up into his lap, what he will do first thing? He will catch hold of snake. "My dear, from here, where you have come? What is your purpose of coming here?" Will somebody do like that? What he will do is throw it up. What he will do? Just throw it. Without even thinking, he sees snake and throw it up. Situation, how we are falling in this, we should waste not time in that and talking with the snake. So just throw it up. That's what the whole mood is, throw it up. And get out of this. So Srila Prabhupada's mood was, that's what called mental speculation. You know, this and then this and then this. Srila Prabhupada was not interested in all these things. There's no world jugglery actually. That's what the whole main thing is. Usually some people, when really you, it's better not listen to anybody, but by chance, like akasmad, if you listen sometime to somebody, you will find that there's a lot of mental concoction here and there, and you will be confused like in a fog, you will never get out of that. So it's a devotee's lecture is a super railroad or highway. When he speaks, he gives you highway without looking here and then, you can directly go to the lotus feet of Krishna. But if you listen to the other people,
They are like yaksha. They spread the fog and you will be lost. You don't know where to go. Ultimately, there's no hope that you can reach anywhere. This is a very simple devotee who is only maybe few months in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has given a sort of, the goldsmith test, the gold on a stone, what is that called? Kasoti, in Hindi is kasoti. So kasoti, So Prabhupada has delivered kasoti to everybody. Whoever talks something, you just do it 22 crate or 30 crate or 12 crate. You can immediately say where he stands. So because he gave it so simply, Krishna consciousness, so simply, that a common man can easily understand. So that is the beauty. Therefore, in all the purpose, Srila Prabhupada particularly focuses where there's a need for helping the living beings to progress in Krishna consciousness. It's not, putting a burden as a knowledge you carry on your shoulder, like this boy is going to the school, 6 year child going to the school with a 6 kg bag, what he will study there. By the time he reaches to the school, he will be already. What he will study there. There's no fresh. By that time, he will never remain fresh. It's a very difficult thing, really. So it is better. He was giving essence, chanting, dancing, and feasting. I'm saying simple. Anything can be simple than this. And there's a little philosophy. Philosophy, he put a word little in front of that. Yeah? Chanting, dancing, and feasting, unlimited. Philosophy, little. This little means, know that Krishna is Supreme Personality, the Godhead. We are his eternal servant. And by forgetting him, we are suffering in this world. Reviving our consciousness, that is the end of the Krishna conscious philosophy. There's a little philosophy. But the rest of the things, to your full satisfaction, you do it. So Lord Anantadev is glorified in these verses because he sustained all the universes. And this is, otherwise this is natural. Anybody who sustains you, you should be thankful and glorified. Particularly the glorification is done by the demigods and other planetary, higher planetary living beings. Actually, they said that those who are living in these planets, Gandharvas, Siddhalo, they were actually worshipping Anantadev like this. We only worship Anantadev when there is earthquake. When there's earthquake, somehow or other, he's doing little scratch on the hood on which this planet is, and there is a little trembling, and then we start worshipping, not before that. This is in a particularly appearance of Lord Ramadev when he was at this ocean, sword of the ocean, and praying to the ocean, please give way, and ocean was not coming, and then Lord Ram became a little angry, and ocean personified came, and ocean says, we are Jadamati. We cannot understand you. And Srila Prabhupada has commented, Jadamir means animal. And then Srila Prabhupada said, animal, only by beating you can tame and control the animal. There's no other way. And then Srila Prabhupada said, therefore, the modes of material nature are punishing the living entities to bring them to their senses. So, only when we get little trouble, then we pray like anything. So therefore this is very interesting. Only prayer in the Vedic literature by Kunti Maharani inviting troubles. So this is very interesting. No other prayer is like that. Have you ever read another prayer? Only Kunti Maharani, because she had first-hand experience of this. When there was trouble, Krishna was right there. So she has first-hand experience of this thing. And it was her realization that trouble, when there's a trouble, you remember of Krishna, and Krishna is right there. So she was expecting that type of thing. So in other words, she was giving instruction to all of us that troubles are in this world. There's nobody who is free from problems. But in problem, if we simply think of Krishna, we pray to Krishna, he is right there. So Kunti Maharani prayed, but actually it is an instruction for whole creation that we are always in anxiety, we are always in trouble, we are always in problems. So in problems, only the way to get out of the problem is remember Krishna. The only way. It's a very interesting. I mean, nobody thinks like that. Nobody ever you found anybody who's going into the temple and praying, "My dear Lord, when can I get tuberculosis or cancer peacefully?" Is anybody ever you saw going to the and praying like this? No. Others should get. That is one of the reasons. It says you can be forgiven for other offenses, but envy is the root cause of all offenses. If you are envious, you can never be forgiven. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita can only be understood if because you are non-envious of me. Start 9th chapter with Anusuyave, because you are non-envious. Because you are non-envious, there I am. Therefore, I am imparting this thing to you. So in other words, this Anusuya. Suya means finding fault. Anusuya, who is, if there are so many good qualities, but still we can find fault. The finding fault is a symptom of enviousness. And seeing the qualities in somebody else is really, this is a devotee's vision. This is what, I mean, as a administrator, as a leader, you have to correct your dependent, then you can find out some mistake. But if it is not your job, and then you look at this is what happens actually. Those who have nothing to do, then they will simply see only where are faults. It's not their job. Like somebody has a job to find out where there's a difficulty, where there's a mistake, he should be corrected. That's not envy. Like the father or mother is chastising child when he's doing some mistake. It is not envy. It is for their benefit. But outsider who is just walking on the street and he says something without thinking of somebody's benefit, only finding fault, that is envy. There's a difference between the two. There's a difference between the two. Generally, the mood, the enviousness means simply going anywhere and finding fault. It is not your job. It says, you might be right, but it's not your job. There's a sometime when a story was told, there was a dog and a donkey in somebody's house. Dog was kept to safeguard the house and donkey was to carry the load. So in some night, somehow some thief came in and dog was sleeping. So donkey started singing his beautiful song, raga. And thief ran away, but the owner got up. He said, "Why you have disturbed my sleep?" And he was beating donkey. Saying, "I favored you, there was a thief." But he was just beating like anything, and the dog woke up. He said, "What happened?" He said, "Thief came, you were sleeping, and I just started making noises to chase the thief, but I was beaten." He said, "This is your mistake, it was not your job." It was not your job. It was dog's job was there. So the envious means you may be thinking that you are doing good. This is what everybody is doing mostly. Many people I see only when we talk, they start finding fault in somewhere. Good qualities they never think of. This is what Prabhupada was telling. Somebody came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And if I recall it, he might be smoking something and throw the cigarette and then he went inside. Something like to see Prabhupada in Bombay. Somebody are doing something, achieving a... And secretary was very upset. Why? Why he's wasting time of Prabhupada? The man went and he went inside and asked Prabhupada, "Such people are coming, they are not following anything, they are wasting your time." And Prabhupada said, "How many people are in Bombay?" "See, so many millions." "How many people are coming to see me?" "See, only a few." "So then you can't see that only a few people are having the association of sadhu. You can only see the small fault which he had." And then he gave the instruction, "In this world,
live like a honey bee. Go even to the neem tree and get the honey out of it. Go to the karela and get a honey out of it. And then he said, don't become a fly which always sits on dirty things. Always try to find good thing. And everybody has good thing. This God has given everybody good and bad both. Somebody may have 90% good and 10% bad, and somebody may have 90% bad and 10% good, but there's something good in everybody. So if you look for good, that's what Prabhupada used to say, if there's a little spark, you find something good, fan it. When it becomes too big, then the small things disappear. That's what, actually, also it's saying, if you are not really very beautiful, if you are ugly, then have your character and your morals so high that your ugliness actually disappears because of your greatness of your character. That's what is a good saying. Huh? Surat achhi nahi hai, to sirat itni achhi honi chahiye ke surat uske piche chup jaye. This is what they say. So this is most important. If the character, high character, like we have all these names of the great Rishi Ashtavakar, having 8 vakars, but still the king was worshipping him as a guru. So that's what the whole thing is. Everybody has good qualities. If we have eye to see that good quality. And this is greatness of a devotee, that he can see good in everybody. Therefore he take risk and go even to Jagai and Madhai and preach, because they were so fallen, but still there was a chance they will say, why are you saying Hare Krishna to us? Even akasmat they will say Hare Krishna. They are giving benefit of this akasmat. This is what is called. The beauty is that the devotees see the good in everybody. This should be a devotee's vision. He sees good in everybody. And you will find good in everybody if you have that vision. And then only you can. Otherwise, how Srila Prabhupada can really bring all these Western devotees into the Krishna consciousness if we would have not seen the good in them? He saw their passion and he utilized their passion in preaching. Yeah. Even everybody knows Crazy Peter's story. You know, he just left his body. Everybody thought he's crazy, and Prabhupada said, no, he's a good devotee. And he translated so many Sanskrit books. See how good can be seen by the people who have eyes. So this is one of the qualification of the devotees, that he can see good in living beings and utilize them in Krishna's service. So we should be intelligent. This is the intelligence given by Krishna, that we can see good. And only by seeing with this approach. So Srila Prabhupada, because of his age and his scholarship and all this, he was sometime, chastising, saying rascal most of the time. But this is from his stature he can say. But for us as a preacher, we should always go like needle and come like plow. Not we go like a plow. And here, there's a difference between the two. This is one of the mistakes generally, usually, as a neophyte young preacher, he think I'm repeating the words of Prabhupada, but he goes to the college and says, it's a Darwin theory. If the professor says, you may be son of monkey, but I am son of Rishi. And he said like this in one of the college, and he was thrown out from the college. But Prabhupada said this, but you cannot repeat it with time and circumstances. We have to be, we should have a different approach and say positive things. But Prabhupada used to say, my dear sir, you are all gentlemen. I mean, Srila Prabhupada, my dear sir, he used to tell to all the big people when he used to meet with them, my dear sir. And sometimes he used to be humble like anything, All these big mercantile people, they're sitting there. Like Prabhupada, I have Istra in my mouth and I pray you to help and spread Krishna consciousness as a humble. So Prabhupada was acting as a very humble. But he was sometimes, but this is his mood, but the devotee's mood, always, how can we see good in people and engage them? We have 10 minutes. Can we have questions or comments? Oh, 15 minutes there. This is 10 minutes. 8:58. Questions or comments? I'm so Anant Dev is Anant, so
I am too limited, I cannot say much. I am like a small, not a particle. Particle, the whole universe is like particle. This is one of the things Prabhupada said, how you can become humble. I mean, you think that you are 1/10,000 part of tip of your, what greatness you have. You are just 1/10,000 part of. A person went, recently a person went to somebody's house, and the man has many factories, many bungalows, so he was telling, so see, all this line of houses belongs to me, these factories are mine, this is mine, this is mine. And Sadhu saw a world globe lying there. He said, can you tell me where is your country? And on the globe, his country was of an ant size. He said, where is your town? He said, there's no name. What about your shops? There's no mention. Then what get big people you are. So Anantadev is the whole, you know, one small hood. Huh? They are not falling. Some people say, why they are not falling? I was asking somebody, and somebody was joking with me, saying, the people have so many lices in the head, they are not falling. Why? Because they are too small to be easily carried on the head. Choti, huh? The lices in the head, they are not falling down. People are not falling from the train, they are riding on the train, non-electric train. And many people sit on the top of the train, they are not falling. It's too big for the small size, human being is too big that he will not fall. So how much, but Anandadevis, don't think Anandadevis is a serpent and you are afraid of that. In this chapter, his beautiful blue garment, his nice eyes, his decorated limbs, everything is described in this, and they were smeared with the Uguru and Chandan. So it's not, don't be afraid of Anandadev, that he is beautifully described here as his person. So it's beyond, it's called something which is inconceivable. It's inconceivable. Therefore, simply what Srila Prabhupada said in one of the purports. So Brahmaji has said this, and we follow in the Brahma Madhava Sampradaya. So Brahmaji has his disciple Narad, Narad's disciple Vyas. Vyas is a commentary of Bhagavatam. Therefore, we accept Bhagavatam, what is in this, because it is said in this way. We may not understand it. It is strange that we don't understand and still we should follow. Huh? If I don't understand, I should follow. What do you call this? Blind faith? Generally. Then my answer is, you don't understand medical science. But you go to doctor and he cut your abdomen, he take out your kidney, and you said, I don't know this, but I believe you are doing benefit to me. So you may not be knowing it, but you are believing to somebody, some authority. Isn't it? Same thing. You'll say, I have blind faith to go to the doctor, I don't know medicine. It's not a blind faith. So similarly, all these things we may not be able to understand, or all these things are not, we can utilize. But everything is perfect. Like medicine shop has all the medicines, even poisons. But only doctor can prescribe which is the medicine for your disease. It doesn't mean that all the other things there are useless. They may not be useful for you right now. But similarly, many things are in Bhagavatam which we may not understand. But they have relevance to something, to somewhere at some time. And we may not be at that stage. Therefore, humbly listening to it, what Srila Prabhupada has called a humble oral reception. Humble oral reception. It's called humble oral reception. That should only be the qualification. There should be only qualification. This is the mood. So, comment on this. Only purpose is two verses, Ainantanuja and Bhava Jale. Tore nahi tore sakta. It's very difficult to swim in this sea of material ocean. Question, comment? Govinda Prabhuji? Ji? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving this seva, engaging men, seva of devotees. Gauranga Mahashya, bolo.
कुछ नहीं। हाँ वो घड़ी भी बोलती है 9 हो गया। एवरी डिवोटी हैज ए कंप्यूटर हियर, एज सून एज 9 इज देयर इट सेज महाप्रसाद एगो। नाइन मीन्स हरे कृष्णा। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। गौड़ प्रेमानंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे। आई हैव माइक्रोफोन है।